This game has been getting a lot of buzz in this area, and it's almost towards the end. It's called the Nearly Wed Game, and joining us on the line right now is the host of the show, Mark LaFave. Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Doing great, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Enjoying this beautiful weather.
I'm so happy it's here. It's about time now. I consider it almost NHL playoff hockey weather.
Well, I'm thinking opening day, you know.
Opening day, you're a baseball fan. Okay, yeah, same thing. But we're both thinking in terms of sports, at least, that this weather means it's good for sports fans for this time of year.
Yeah, but let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love, and what comes with it is the Nearly Wed Game. How much fun has this been for you?
Oh, my God. And, you know, anyone that's ever seen reruns of the television show, the Nearly Wed Game, or, you know, have seen clips on YouTube, you know what a fun game it is, but I'm telling you, doing it live has just been hilarious.
Right, and Holly Ng here at AM 800 has been one of the judges, but for those that aren't sure about the game, tell us a little bit about the Nearly Wed.
Well, you have couples competing for prizes, and, you know, generally you send the women out of the room and ask the guys three questions, and they could be, you know, how familiar are you with your partner? Or a question that maybe pokes a little bit of fun at their idiosyncrasies, and some questions are a little bit more naughty category. Then you bring the women back, and they have to try and answer and guess what their partners said. And then you switch it up. You send the guys out, ask the girls some questions, and you know, it's just a lot of fun, slightly embarrassing, but mainly just a great time.
Now, what percentage of it is it always the guy's fault when they don't get
the
answer?
Well, you know, we try to prep these grooms to be right at the beginning. I count 1, 2, 3, and they all have to say, I'm sorry. Just to get them ready for life in general, you know? but that's it. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about guessing what your partner's going to say. So, you know, it's about seeing how much in tune and how well these people communicate with one another.
Now, how far along are we into the competition? We're down to just the final, the nitty-gritty.
Well, we're down to the Sweet 16. We run it just like a March Madness bracket, getting back to that sports theme. So we had 4 weeks of eliminations, and the winners from those weeks are going on to the finals on April the 4th. So we'll have 16 couples, and we'll play 4 games. The winners from those will go on to the finals, play one last game, and there can only be one.
And it's at Place Concord. What does the winner receive?
Oh, my goodness. We've got, the publishers of the wedding guide have just gathered together over $16,000 in prizes. And I can give you a quick rundown of some of the stuff, but it's amazing.
Sure.
G&G Jewelry and Coins are putting up a $1,200 appraised value amethyst and diamond pendant. Just gorgeous. I've seen photos of this. You know, because a lot of the brides, they've already got their ring picked out, but this can be the something new of the something old, something new, borrowed and blue. Just a beautiful prize for the grand prize winner. But we've got, you know, Trevor Booth and Mike Kovalev, two amazing photographers. They're both putting up portrait packages. The cake lady is putting up an $800 wedding cake. Glass Concord is hosting a rehearsal dinner for 20. The Holiday Inn downtown, some room nights, Oak Farms flowers, $400 towards flowers. And it just goes on and on and on. Mars Lighting is doing an $800 reception lighting package. Party shots. Have you ever been to a wedding where they've had the photo booths?
Yes. And then they have the props and everything. Well, some of them have props,
that's
right?
Hats and feather boas and all of that. Well, partyshots.ca. They're putting up a photo booth rental, which is like a $1,300 value. Monty's Formal Wear, they're going to outfit all of the guys, not just for the grand prize winner, but for all of the couples that make it to the final four, so the runners-up get prizes. Marcy's Cakes, It's Your Day Bridal Salon, Festival Tent and Rentals, they're giving out an $800 prize. So it's just, you know, an incredible package. So whoever wins, this is pretty much going to take care of their pretty much their whole wedding.
And this, the turnout for this has been pretty remarkable. It just created a lot of buzz.
Oh, it's been great. And, you know, Place Concord, they've been wonderful hosts. The first 4 nights have been in the Oasis Lounge, which is where the Canada South Blues Museum is located. So that's a wonderful room. And the finals is going to be in a larger space, the Canadian room. And, you know, I'd like to tell people that this is open to the public. There's no admission charge. So if people want to come and just have a great time watching a game show live, they should come on down Thursday night.
Right. Now as a host, Mark, who are some of the previous game show hosts that you've kind of maybe tried to use their style? Who are you a fan of?
Well, you know, Bob Eubanks was the host of the Newlywed Gang and Game, and he was such a nice guy. You know, he coined the term "make whoopee" in a time when you couldn't say the word sex on television. So looking at him as just trying to be as suave and as casual as him. But, you know, a little bit of Monty Hall in there as well. Let's Make a Deal. One of the things we're doing with these couples, they get bonus points for dressing up as a famous couple. So there's a little bit of that kind of vibe there as well, that Let's Make a Deal thing going on. Bob Barker, I'm just trying to be myself, but also, just look at those icons of the game show
right.
business.
I've even gotten that question as a radio host now. Well, who do you try to be like? And you always say, like, you don't try to be like someone. You always want to be yourself. But at the same time, you have role models and you have people that you looked up to that always thought you did a great job. So you do have to take a little bit.
It's my job as a host just to keep the ball rolling, you know,
right.
Keep it fun and just stay on track and let the couples hang themselves, you know?
right. About a minute left here, Mark, but I want to ask, you said about some of the couples that have dressed up. What are some of the cooler costumes you've seen?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've had Superman and Lois Lane. We've had Julius Caesar and Cleopatra, Bonnie and Clyde. It's just, and even a couple would come dressed up. But they made up characters. They decided they were going to be Bill and Melinda Gates. And you know what? It's all about not just what you're wearing, but how you present yourself.
Yeah.
And that couple ended up winning. So, I'm looking forward to Thursday because we'll have, all of these couples are going to come dressed for success. And Holly and Lisa from the radio station, they've been fantastic judges. I just think it's going to be a fantastic time.
It sounded like it's just been such a fun experience to be a part of, Mark. Appreciate you taking the time joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Have fun on the finals, April 4th. Good luck.
And go to theweddingguide.ca, and they'll have all kinds of photos and everything posted. And, like I said, it's open to the public. The show starts at 7. Doors open at 6:30, so come on down to Place Concord.
Perfect. Thanks for your time, Mark. Enjoy your weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Mark LaFave, he's the host of the Nearly Wed Game. Finals is April 4th at Place Concord. For more information, go to theweddingguide.ca. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this past hour on AM 800 and tell you what's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, 12:58 on AM 800.